Too many men have become emotionally distant from their families, both as husbands and fathers. And that right there is one of the biggest mistakes we men can ever make, because in the absence of godly engaged men, families are falling apart en masse. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You know how it goes. We so immerse ourselves in our work, spending long hours on the job, that by the time we get home, we've nothing left in the tank. So we withdraw into our own little world to recharge our batteries. Fine to a point, but then we never come out. That's why so many men are no longer part of the ebb and flow of family life. We stop doing the things needed of us as men, loving our wives, disciplining our children, encouraging our teenage daughters, being a tower of strength when our son's going through a rough patch. Sadly, many wives will tell you that their husbands have abdicated their leadership role, stopped dealing with the difficult issues. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 4. Children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants, because this is the right thing to do. The command says you must respect your father and mother. And fathers, don't make your children angry, but raise them with the kind of teaching and training that you learn from the Lord. Men, it's your job to teach your children to honor their father and their mother. That's hard work. It's not about pestering them, but instilling in them the wisdom and the love of God by showing them how to live in a way that'll lay the foundations of life for generations to come. That requires enormous energy. It demands deep emotional engagement. Men, get back in the game. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's simply not easy being a godly family in this technology-disrupted, self-centered world. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.